Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
With my producer, Ethan, because there is another part of that Jennings exchange from last night on CNN that I wanted to share, and we're going to grab that. We'll probably have that for audio cut of the day. I mentioned Doge earlier in the show. I'm very much looking forward, and I sometimes I can't remember who I've had on the show over the years and who I haven't, and I sent a piece to Fred over the weekend from Francis Menton, and he wrote on a site called The Manhattan Contrarian. And Fred tells me that Francis has been a guest on the show before, but he really did a great job. And it gets in the weeds just a little bit, talking about the federal workforce and some of the things that Doge could accomplish. So Francis is going to be with us tomorrow on 97.1 FM Talk. I still have an audio cut of the day left, but first let's welcome back to the show the House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Missouri 8th District Congressman Jason Smith, who was with us in the studio just a few weeks ago. Jason, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be with you, Mark.
Well, where do we start? This is quite something, isn't it?
I mean, Mark, this pardon, in my opinion, is a shameless cover-up of the Biden family's illegal influence peddling scheme that we've been investigating and looking at for a long time. It confirms to me, yet again, that there are two systems of justice in our country. One if your last name's Biden, and one for everyone else. And that's exactly what Joe Biden did yesterday. I mean, President Biden stated multiple times that no one is above the law and repeatedly pledged not to pardon his son. Now he has suddenly changed his tune and blames congressional Republicans for his son's actions. Give me a break.
Well, that's what's so funny about this, because clearly there are a lot of people, including many in the mainstream media, that are not paying attention to the facts of this case, because this is anything but a political prosecution. In fact, it's the opposite of that. As you know, he was given a lot of deference because of who he was, and anyone else would have been prosecuted certainly within the statute of limitations, I think.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Think.
Absolutely. And you know what's even more alarming and what people should be talking about is that this pardon that our so-called president of the United States did yesterday was for starting January 1st, 2014. January 1st, 2014, until yesterday, he has complete blanket immunity for any charges he's had and any charges that he could have. Guess what? His son got on the Burisma board in May of 2014. Guess what? There were no charges able to be brought against his son because Biden's Justice Department allowed the statute of limitations to expire.
That's right.
For the tax years of 2014 and 2015. And those were the most egregious crimes. That's where the whistleblowers documented millions of dollars coming from foreign sources to the Biden family. It is the most corrupt regime, Mark, and it's unacceptable. And I can't even imagine that people are sitting by and they're okay with what Joe Biden did yesterday.
Well, and I think a lot of people are not going to be happy with it, although you wouldn't know that from The View and from KJP. Here's KJP.
Two things could be true. You can believe in the Department of Justice system, and you could also believe that the process was infected politically. And that's what the president says. Remember, there was a deal on the table that the Department of Justice agreed on, and it fell apart. And his political opponents praised that deal falling apart.
Yeah, it fell apart because it was not a fair prosecution. And, you know, she's right about one thing. Politics did infect that process. It just infected it in David Weiss's office.
Mark, let's be clear. Hunter Biden's plea deal fell apart because a federal judge agreed with myself,
yes,
all the Ways and Means Republicans, and the two IRS whistleblowers that Hunter Biden had received special treatment from the Department of Justice at every turn because of his last name, and was then handed a sweetheart deal that no other American would have ever received. That is why it fell apart. That federal judge in Delaware said in her statement in court, I have never seen an agreement that would provide immunity for crimes that may be created in the future.
Right.
Like, I mean, not in the past, in the future.
Oh,
everybody would want that one.
Is something else. And then this. So, like, the question now would be for you. Is there anything you can do now at this point to expose more of these shenanigans, or does this pretty much take that out of the mix?
Well, the pardon completely takes care of himself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, well, let's see if Joe Biden pardons himself before he leaves, too. I mean, I think anything is possible. Of what Joe Biden and the Biden family, the IRS whistleblower said. They've been selling that brand all over the world for millions of dollars to get access, and the brand was Joe Biden. And so this was just an instance where President Biden was taking care of his business partner, which happens to be his son, Hunter Biden, and we'll see what he does for himself.
You know, this will be interesting because, of course, when all this was happening before your committee and they paraded the, the documentarians in there keeping track of all this, how will the documentarians that are making a movie about Hunter Biden cover all of this right now, Congressman? That could be fascinating.
Yeah, it would be fascinating. And how will people record the history of President Biden as the most corrupt president in the history of the United States? I mean, by pardoning your son? Who's ever done that?
Well, we thought we had a strong legacy from Jimmy Carter in trying to destroy the country a little bit. And, you know, you can tick down the list. You really can with this president. And I don't know why any of us should be surprised at this point that Kamala Harris got her ass kicked so badly because of the policies of this administration and some of the other things that have gone on. But your point is well taken, because how will, especially biased historians who hate Donald Trump, how will historians actually even approach this moment right now?
It's crazy. If you just look at his press statement yesterday, his press statement was accusing me and other colleagues of why his son got found guilty. Guess what? If he really thought the Justice Department was no good, he controls them. Why don't you fire the Attorney General of the United States? Why don't you fire the various district attorneys? that's not the case. They planned this all along. That's why his son pleaded guilty to the six felonies, the six misdemeanors, is because he was just going to pardon him going on the way out. But you know what? The IRS whistleblowers, Mark, provided us information that showed that Hunter Biden emailed a CNN reporter saying that all of this stuff would go away once his dad became president.
Well, he was right about that. Yeah, and I think that was the big plan overall. Yeah, you mentioned the attorney general. You know, he hasn't been seen in a while, Merrick Garland, the feeble old man that has been running that department. So it's interesting because I think now we'll get to a situation, and I want to ask you a little bit about the president's nominees. I don't know if you have any thoughts about that right now. I'm guessing you're not too disappointed that Matt Gaetz stepped away.
Let me just say, I love all the nominees right now, and I think the president's current nominees are as good as they can be.
What about Kash Patel? I don't know much about him. Any thoughts on that? Because that's the FBI director.
So I'll tell you right now, I haven't worked much with Kash, but Trey Gowdy is a very good friend of mine, a congressman who I respect, especially when it comes to his legal mind. And his statement and his position on Kash Patel, how he's worked with him over the 8 years that he was in Congress, and saying that there is no one more deserving, I think that tells a lot. President Trump wants reformers. He wants people to root out bad people within the different federal agencies. And I think Kash is one of those people that will do it. I think you'll see that with Pam Bondi, with the Justice Department. There is no question that Pam will do an awesome job, an incredible job. She should have been the first nominee for Attorney General.
I would agree.
But she will do a phenomenal job. And you know what? I was talking to the big guy yesterday, and it's going to be exciting to see some of his future appointments that's going to be coming out.
Well, let me ask one more question here. As we head toward Christmas, the holidays, we get legislation hopefully extending the tax cuts from 2017. Does that process then begin right now?
This process started last April. We've been working to have this moment. A lot of people criticized me and said, why did you set up these 10 different tax teams to look at the entire tax code solely with Republicans? It's because I was planning to have a trifecta Republican government, the White House, the House, and the Senate. We have it. Now it's our time to deliver this tax package using that tool that gets 51 votes in the Senate, which they call reconciliation. And that is how we'll be able to pass conservative tax policies. And we're ready. We're ready to hit the ground running. Of course, you know, we have a tight majority in the House, but you know what? We've had a tight majority for the last 2 years in the House. And I passed the most bipartisan tax bill in the history of the country from our chamber.
Look, I'm going to, if you're so good at these predictions, Jason Smith, I'm going to have you handle my NFL parlays every weekend from now on. Will you take that deal?
You know what? Sports betting is legal in Missouri.
There you go. I know. Isn't that great?
Do whatever you want.
Hey, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Jason. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll talk probably before Christmas. I appreciate it.
Hey, great talking with you, Mark.
You know, we talked about it. We mentioned Kash Patel. I played this audio earlier, but this was last week, and he was talking about his plans at the FBI.
One of my biggest personal recommendations is you shut down the FBI headquarters building and open it up the next day as the Museum of the Deep State. And you send those 7,000 agents in the headquarters building downrange to chase down rapists, to chase down murderers, to chase down drug traffickers, and let the cops be cops on the streets across America. You keep a small contingent in Washington, D.C. That's step one. You get rid of half of the legion of lawyers and special counsels that exist within the FBI to do one thing, to corrupt and obstruct government oversight from constitutionally applicable committees in Congress. And another aspect of it real quick is one of the biggest institutions in the FBI that has been troubled and politicized and weaponized has been their intel component. We have an intel agency. I don't need it to be redone within the walls of the FBI. We've shown when we've given them that power, what they do to it.
So look, they're going to shake things up. I mean, from Elon to Vivek, that is exactly the whole point. And he talked a little bit. Here's Trey Gowdy, because Congressman Smith mentioned Trey.
You would not know the foundation or the funding of the Steele dossier. You would not know about FISA abuse. You would not know about Fusion GPS had it not been for the hard work of a guy named Kash Patel. He is, quite candidly, the most unfairly maligned person that I worked with the entire 8 years I was in Washington.
The good news is we're going to have an opportunity to get to know some of these people just a little bit more. The bad news is, Sue, as I've learned over the past 7 days in particular, My contributors to this show are dropping like flies. Keith Kellogg is going to be working in the administration.
Really?
Tom Homan's in the administration. We're still hoping Jennings doesn't become press secretary, although that might be good for the country. But yeah, we're losing. We're down like three contributors just because of Donald J. Trump. But that means we had good contributors. I would say that. We're coming back. Audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.